Florida has the third highest number of individuals being trafficked in the United States. This includes all types of trafficking. However, there's something that's occurring that has gone unseen to the public and is difficult to measure. The exploitation of young people in middle school, high school, and college. Sex slaves by night, students by day. They must remain normal in order to not arouse suspicion or put their loved ones in danger. Our guest is Jan Edwards of Paving the Way. Jan, thanks so much for calling into The Current today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to come on and be with you this morning.
So we are talking about a very serious topic, and the scary thing is the prevalence of it in the United States, sex trafficking. And you created an organization to combat this, to deal with this, called Paving the Way. Describe Paving the Way, what your mission is.
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting, Roxanne. Most people think that trafficking is an over-there issue, right? And nobody really likes to talk about it.
No.
And according to Homeland Security, one in five children under the age of 18 in the United States are at risk to be a victim of sexual exploitation.
So we're talking about kids here. We don't want it happening to kids anywhere in the world or adults.
Nope.
But we do see that here. So tell us more about the overall problem related to sex trafficking in the United States domestically.
Sure. Well, there's, you know, it's interesting because I work with law enforcement and other organizations. And one of the biggest challenges, because this is such a silent crime, you know, you hear estimates from anywhere from 100,000 children a year to 300,000 children a year right here in the United States are lured into this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And really what Paving the Way is all about is we're committed to educating parents, students, teachers, and our community really about what's happening. We want to empower everyone so you know what it looks like and you actually can take an action to prevent our children from being trafficked.
And so, how do you go about that prevention? And
I've actually written and produced a film.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short film, and it takes people through the really the seamless effort of how quickly this can happen to a child. It's a story about, you know, Samantha, who's, you know, your great, you know, good girl next door.
Sure.
And she starts a new school, and she's befriended by a young woman and romanced by a young man. They're both recruiters in the school, and they lure her into into these relationships, so she trusts them. And
so
she,
let me interrupt you for one moment, just so
sure.
I can picture this a little more. We're almost talking about, if it's school, it could be to other children who are involved in this that go in to entice her.
Absolutely, and that's the underbelly of this. I don't. There was an article not quite a year ago, but there were two Sarasota high school students that were arrested for trafficking two other students.
Wow.
It happens, and it happens so subtly, and it happens so expertly on these recruiters' part that they think they're being romanced, right? Or they think they're being befriended. And the next thing you know, you're at a party, and somebody hands you a drink, and the next morning, you don't remember a thing, and you start getting pictures on your cell phone along with threats saying, you're going to do what we say, or these are going to go viral.
Wow.
Or we're going to hurt your friends. And, you know, and you're 14, you're 12. You know, the average age of trafficking, the trafficking victim is 12. And if you think about that for a minute.
Oh, my gosh. That is so young. It's not even, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the average, Roxanne. That's the thing is, you know, 12 is the average, which means children as young as six are being taken advantage of.
You know, it sounds to me you have one of these instances like you just laid out that takes place, and it's so damaging and scarring to that child that it makes their path and their chances for getting into more trouble and, you know, bad situations increases.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things, you know, I'm a businesswoman, right? I have a heart-centered business, and there's supply and demand side of every business. We're out to disrupt the cycle and start to cut off the supply, you know, that will actually alter that path of that child so that they actually have a shot, because we're really committed that kids have a shot in life.
So what programs and services do you have that help the communities and stop that cycle?
Sure. So I had mentioned our film. So we show our film that really, you know, we want to be in schools. We want to show our film to faith-based groups, PTAs, Boys and Girls Clubs, really any location where there's children and there's people that are taking care of their children.
Are you a national organization?
Yeah, I'm located over here in Orlando, and I have offices in L.A. as well. I'm actually a binary organization. I have a 501c3, and that's what goes into schools and really to get the message out to students, parents, and teachers and the community. And then I also have an LLC where we go in and we train businesses. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw the little girl that was almost abducted at the dollar store a few months ago in the middle of the day with her mom.
Wow.
You know, the clerk did everything he knew to do, but there was no training. You know, most businesses don't think this is going to happen in their business.
Right.
So, you know, to be able, we want to go in and train and educate businesses. This is what it looks like. Here's how you can interrupt it, if appropriate, because we want people safe, right? Mm-hmm. And here's what you can do. And one of the things I always share people, and I really, you know, would love for your listeners to do this, so I'm going to say it really slowly, is there's a number called it's the National Trafficking Hotline. And I would love to have all of your listeners put this number in their phone.
Sure.
So if they see something, they can actually take an action, because that's really what's going to stop it. The National Trafficking Hotline number is 888-3737-888. Everybody put that in their cell phone.
Now, Jan, I want to ask you about some of the signs. I have a friend who works as an airline attendant, and she's told me that they take a lot of training classes in regards to understanding signs of children traveling that could be under the influence of a sex trafficker. For example, if one's coming, this is more international, but if one's coming from another country and they have a brand new backpack and shoes that don't have any tread worn on them, they're probably going to, there's something fishy about that because they entice the kids with the new clothes and shoes and stuff. So that's one sign. What are signs that we can look for? Again, because this is something, the whole way that it works is the people who are controlling this threaten the kids and get them to try to act normal.
Exactly. Probably one of the biggest things is the fear and avoiding eye contact. You know, I look at everybody. You know, I'm walking down the street with them all. I smile at everybody. It drives my daughter crazy.
I do the same thing. Yep. I feel you. Yep.
And exactly. And they're, you know, and you can see, you know, teenagers are naturally, you know, it's that period of life and time where they're not sure if they like adults, they want to be independent and all of that. But when they just flat out avoid eye contact and actually look fearful and anxious, that's a really good sign, right? Like it's a really good like it has you pause for a moment.
Sure.
And for parents, probably two of the biggest things to look for is an instantaneous drop in grades.
Okay.
You know, you've got an A, B student, and they're now C, D students. And there's no real reason why.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is to, you know, have some gaps in memory. They know they went to a party, but they're not sure where they went afterwards. And I tell people to trust themselves, Roxanne. You know, we know when something's off.
Oh yeah, trust your intuition.
It's really, and for the kids too, because the kids know. They know something feels off, but there's such pressure today to feel like part of the crowd, to feel like you fit in.
Right. Oh, there's so much pressure to do that. Absolutely. Final question, and I do want to hear any of your resources that you can share with us as well.
Of course.
But I do have to ask, where is the, so the supply obviously is the children. Where is the demand coming from? I mean, it's just scary to think about it, that we have people that are trying to make sex slaves out of our children. It's awful.
Right. There's a couple things, right? First off, the access to pornography at this level and time in our life is incredible. And you've got very young children being exposed to highly sexualized content very quickly.
Oh, you can go on social media and not even be trying to find anything and something finds you. I know.
Exactly. And you know, and online is a really, it's where they go after them. And, you know, these predators stalk online and they look for, you know, children that keep saying I'm sad or I'm upset or I'm depressed or I'm like whatever, and all of a sudden they've got this friend. But pornography is one of the biggest sources because pornography leads into a couple of things. One of them happens to be pedophilia. And pedophilia is a psychosexual disorder that there is no satiation. There's never an opportunity to be satisfied. So, you know, there was that man that was arrested in Polk County. They found over 4,500 tapes and videotapes and pictures of children.
Sure.
And so there's, so, you know, once online is no longer satisfying, they have to go act it out. And they're willing to pay for it. You know, and once you get in that realm of don't tell your parents or don't tell your friends or don't, they start to isolate these children. And these children think this will all get in trouble because there's shame associated with it. So that's where they really don't talk. And I'm actually hosting a telesummit in a couple of weeks called the International Freedom Fighters Telesummit, Ending Modern Day Slavery. And every single expert that I've interviewed says one of the best ways to protect your children from this is to actually spend time with your children.
Oh, sure.
Be with them. You know, all the basketball and football and hockey and soccer and ballet and dance lessons and swimming lessons and all of that. It's like, that's great. And don't have that replace your time with your child. Really be with them. So they know that they've got a safe space. And if something's off, they know they can come to you.
Seems like common sense, but we have to remind people of that nowadays, sadly.
Exactly.
Jan, I really appreciate your information. It's so important to get the word out about this. And any resources you can share with our listeners, you shared that telephone number.
The National Trafficking Hotline number again is 888-3737. And there's two things I really want to leave listeners with. The state of Florida has the third highest number of calls into the National Trafficking Hotline. People don't know that. Only behind California and Texas. And so we really want to derive, if people see something, say something, so you can actually save a life.
That's
the first thing, right?
Of course.
The second thing is you can actually go to my website, which is stoptraffickingtoday.com, and there's a free PDF you can download. And it will provide you the signs of what trafficking looks like and some actions to take, because we really are committed that everybody share. Because once you learn this, you can't unlearn it.
Sure.
So we ask everyone to share.
Excellent.
And then another really great website is Polaris. And they have tons of resources as well.
Polaris. Got it. Well, thank you so much, Jan Edwards. We really appreciate talking with you today, paving the way. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Roxanne. Have a great rest of the day.